You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp with you. Drew Nixon producing the show. Text line open as always, 913-586-7965. From the 816, I drive for Amazon. It's Prime Week. You guys are helping me get through it. I appreciate you. We appreciate you. That is probably a crazy, crazy week. Prime Week going on. Actually, you know what's funny? This time, normally I do, I have not ordered anything during this current Prime Week. Normally I'll do Prime Day or whatever. I actually haven't bought anything off of Prime during the current stretch.
Oh, so you're also against his wedding in Italy? Is that what the, is this a personal?
Oh, is his wedding going on right now?
No, it already happened. Oh. There's like a whole big national.
No, news I just
story.
I spent plenty of money on Amazon, but I did not buy any specific Amazon Prime related. Like I had three things delivered last week, but not this week during
Specific for it.
No,
that's I got to switch to for me.
What's the last thing you ordered on your Amazon?
It was stuff before I left for Texas, like a couple of car related, making road trip stuff.
Because it's still Prime Day is still. Tomorrow. I guess it could change.
Yeah, it's like 3 days. It's not even days.
Let's see. Last thing I ordered. Let me pull it up here.
I'm going to look now.
iPad case. I just got the new iPad, so that makes sense.
Did you order the iPad on there as well?
No. I got that through cell phone provider. But the last thing I ordered was the iPad case and then some bubble mailers I need so I can ship out cards that I've been selling.
You guys cannot guess the last thing that I ordered.
Was it for you?
No.
Oh, well, then this can be really tough. It was not for you.
Was it for your
spouse?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Was it a hair-related product?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Look, you're really getting somewhere. If this is 20 questions, you're in great shape.
Hair-related product. I mean, just start with shampoo and conditioner. We'll start there.
No, it was not those.
Brush?
Think post. No, not a brush.
Post? No. Curling iron.
Post shower. No. This is like getting ready type of stuff. Yeah, it's not involving
a brush?
Shower.
Nope.
Leave-in conditioner?
No.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. What is it? Now I just got
to
know.
It is Kiss Colors and Care Maximum Hold Edge Fixer.
Oh. Okay.
Styling hair gel.
Perfect.
Nice.
She had to get her edges did. You know what I'm saying? She had to get her edges did. Yes.
Drew, I don't know how to break this to you. Unfortunately for me, I do not know a lot about black hair care. So like when you were going
that's
to
that's why
like,
I said you guys
when
wouldn't...
you were gonna make me guess hair care products.
No, that's why
that was gonna be limited for me in the guessing department.
I know that. That's why I was like, you guys won't be able
to guess.
I like
to be cultured, but like there's just a limit. Like as my hair is whatever the hair types, mine is 1A. maybe I get B because there's a little wave. Or two, but it's one.
Someone guessed sound-canceling headphones because the upstairs neighbors. No, I did not get. I already have some of those. But
shout out to the whether you're driving for Amazon, FedEx, UPS, you name it. Shout out to you guys dealing with the heat and everything like that,
sure.
Delivering packages for us, for the people.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe it's gel. Maybe it's Maybe it's sports cards.
You never know, right? Could be.
So it says no sports cards on Prime Day, Golden. Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you order like a good? Can you order like a good box on there, or is it?
Not the high end hobby stuff usually as much.
I gotcha.
There's plenty of other places, or just shop local. Go to your local card store. But yeah, there's. I mean, I order from Amazon. Not for cards. The only card stuff I order on Amazon is the supply stuff. So like, I'll buy top loaders and bubble mailers and stuff from there. But text line. Jeez.
I am text line. Technically.
Technically? Not in his heart. That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
What he said technically.
The fact that you said it that way is actually hilarious. That's so funny.
That's what he was pointing out. We'll get to a snitch line in 10 minutes. That should be good today. 913-586-7965. You can start getting those in now. I saw some people already snitching. I've got a work-related snitch that took place yesterday.
Oh. What?
I will not name the person.
Hang on.
But there was something that took place.
I know what this one
and
is.
And it needs to be discussed.
Drew, it's an all-timer.
I don't know.
It's an all-timer, and it's something I've known about for years. Cody just experienced it for the first time, I guess, yesterday.
Oh.
It's something.
All right.
Yeah. So no names. No names.
No names.
No names.
Just activity.
By the way, it's none of us three, and it's nobody that is on air at 96.5 The Fan. But no more names. No names.
But it is somebody who works in this building.
Yeah,
but
anyway.
Let's talk about the Royals and their rotation. Because Chris Bubich was doing his thing last night. Perfectly nice start. Gets through it again. He's been the best starter for the Royals all year long. Him and Seth Lugo have really held down the fort, especially in the absence of Cole Reagans because of the injury. And I was just trying to figure out like how Bubich fits in, because my fear is if you don't lock up Chris Bubich, as in find a way to get a contract to make sense in front of him, to extend his time in Kansas City by a couple of years, then you, because you got another year after this one, because you then run into an issue of what is your rotation next year? What is your rotation the year after that? Are you positioned? Because I'll be honest, as it sits right now, I'm not like psyched about the upcoming pitchers currently at the higher levels of there. Because if I said, hey, what's their plan after Salvador Perez? At least I can look at Carter Jensen hitting 290
or Blake
with 70
Mitchell,
or Blake Mitchell or some of the other guys. But at starting pitching, they wouldn't be signing Dallas Keuchel and Rich Hill to AAA contracts if they like some of the depth they had at the upper levels. I kind of feel like Chris Bubich needs an extension to protect yourself in the long haul, not knowing the answers on the other guys, and because you only got a couple of years on a few of them.
Right. I mean, Waka and Cole Reagans are in the rotation next year. Chris Bubich isn't, even if they don't extend him, right? He's got another year left. I agree with you that you have to make that decision this offseason. Are you extending him or are you trading him for multiple pieces? Because I don't think you go into opening day next year with him on his final year of his contract unless you think you're going to flip him at the deadline next year. But number-wise, I mean, Kyle Wright and these guys like Alec Marsh, sure, they could factor in the rotation next year, but can you count on that? I feel like they're in a position where they're going to have to sign another veteran pitcher. You know, I hope they can find another Seth Lugo, which is maybe not possible because he's been that damn good. But somebody that, you know, is a little bit older that you're buying on the upside, and I will still give him credit on this. Their big league scouting when it comes to trades and acquisitions has actually been very good here over the last couple of years. They've obviously made some mistakes in terms of not going out and finding outfield help this past offseason. But whether it was looking at an asset like Cole Reagans and finding him in the Rangers organization, you know, going out and obviously getting Urseg. Those are the two most notable ones that have stood out and been successful. Free agent signings of Lugo and Waka and Estevez have been very successful for them. So I think they will probably have to look at a veteran route in the offseason as well as a starting pitcher. But your number one next year, I know he's got the injuries. Your number one next year, it's still going to probably be Cole Reagans. I mean, that's just where this is setting up.
Reagans, Waka, Bubich, if you don't trade him at any point in the offseason and that stuff too, and Cameron. So like next year, you're in an okay shape, but that kind of relies on Bubich, because the thing with Bubich is, I think he's on the Royals no matter what this year. That's not even a question. The reality is if he's got 1 year left on his deal.
Wait, hold on. You just said, it's interesting, something you just said. You said without a question, Bubich is in the rotation next year. So you don't think
or this year. Sorry, this year.
I was going to say, I didn't know if you were thinking that.
I think for the rest of this year, he's in the rotation. The question is, if you got a guy like that and he's only got 1 year left on his deal and you're not going to pay him money, normally that would be a winter meeting trade. That would be just what you did with Brady Singer. And you would let somebody else pay him and you deal with all the backlash of that. And look, that hasn't like backfired tremendously. Singer's been fine in Cincinnati. I mean, I haven't checked in a while. And over the last month or two, Jonathan is looking more like the league average player that you were trading for, and you traded a league average starter. So you'd have to get more in mm-hmm. return for Chris Bubich. Brady Singer, by the way, has got a 7-7 record with a 4.32 ERA. He's been perfectly average, or a little below. But so when you look at that, they're stuck in a spot where I do think they have to make a long-term decision on someone this year. Can't be guaranteed Lugo's back. Reagan's, you now have to wonder about the injury stuff a little bit because of the Tommy Johns, and now he's missed a good chunk of this season. Do you have to have a constant backup option for him? Walker's getting older and has only got a little bit of time left in his deal, although he'll be back. And Noah Cameron, you got all the control in the world. You want Noah Cameron in your rotation? Congratulations, he's there, no problems. But you have missing parts. And so I feel like if your long-term plan with Bubich, he's still cheaper now than he is 5 months from now, a year from now, whenever that time is.
I agree with that.
He's still cheaper now.
You know, again, where do you think he likely is? Is he at number three starter for the duration of that contract extension? So what's the dollar amount you're willing to spend for a number three starter? Because Chris Bubich this year, he's pitching like more than a number three starter. Obviously, he's pitching like an ace because he's an all-star. But I don't think anybody expects him to pitch at this level for another 3 years. But he doesn't have to. He can pitch 15% worse, and he's still a very, very good number three starter for you moving forward. But the numbers game gets tricky because, yeah, it's not like there's a top 10 prospect in the organization or a top 51 in baseball in your organization right now that you feel like is going to be part of the spring training mix next year. That doesn't exist. It just doesn't. And now that can change with moves, but most likely we all agree if they're going to acquire anybody in a trade, it's probably going to be hitting, not pitching. The draft is on Sunday. Whoever they draft is probably not factoring in for a while. If they draft a pitcher high, I have no idea, by the way, who the hell they're drafting at pick 20-something, but like, you know, none of us know, okay? I think there was some mock drafts, but I'm not getting into baseball mock drafts. Once they get drafted.
Play the sounder.
I think I'm curious if Holiday goes number one or not. And from a nerdy sports card perspective, I'll be keeping an eye on the top prospects because they'll be the big chases for the cards in the next product or whatever. But from a truly like, hey, help, who knows? I mean, whoever they draft, if it's a high school kid, we're talking about 3+ years from now. If it's a college kid, maybe it's a year or two. I don't know.
MLB. Here's the latest mock draft.
Go ahead.
At 23, looks like a pitcher. Hold on, I got to scroll down to find his name. Uh-huh. At pick 23, the Kansas City Royals select Cruz, K-R-U-Z, Schoolcraft. Man, that is a name.
Cruz Schoolcraft is a hell of a name.
That is a
name. Where is he out of?
Left-handed pitcher at a high school.
Okay, so you're years and years down the road.
People think that there's going to be a
6'8"? He's 6'8". That's okay. All right.
People are thinking Royals. I did see rumor that they're thinking the Royals are going to end up. There's going to be a heavy, heavy, heavy college influence in the first 15 to 20 picks.
It's not a great
think.
Draft, supposedly.
So they do think that there's a pretty good chance that a high schooler.
6'8", 18-year-old pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued. I'm definitely intrigued. 6'8" pitcher coming out of high school.
That's the guy. Cruz Schoolcraft.
All right.
Out of Sunset, Oregon.
Up to 97 with his fastball. Ooh, knock on him right now is lack of spin. He's 18, all right? Whatever.
Are you kidding me? Lack of spin? That's what the knocks? When they're 18 years old? Is he supposed to have figured out all of his like spin rate by now?
At the plate, he has a chance to be an above-average hitter with better-than-average power in the future.
Wait, now they're taking another two-way player?
Hey.
I think he would be as a pitcher, but I guess he's hit. It's high school, so he's hit, obviously, as well. High school kid.
What is he projecting to be? You know, like Caglione pitch, but everybody
the
knew
scouting
he was
report
be
from MLB Pipeline says the bat could be draft ball on its own, but it's pretty clear Schoolcraft is being considered in the first round because of his arm and towering presence on the mound.
I'll be honest. I wonder if do you think that the Royals would be more likely to two-way him than Cags because they know Cags is such a big hitter. They want him to focus on that. Where his main thing is pitching, but he could hit eighth.
No,
in the lineup,
you don't let someone play two-way. It's just not here,
especially in high school. The fact that you hit in high school doesn't mean anything to me.
Sure. Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Sure,
like,
sure, of course,
it was better chance if you hit well in college and you pitch, and I'd say okay, there's a chance. I mean, most of these guys hit in their high school team.
Someone says Schoolcraft won't give up his Tennessee commitment for a slot bonus, but the Royals have a large slot pool. So
he's a first rounder. You're telling me he's not going. He's going to college and he's a first round pick. That's wild.
That happens every once
in a while.
First round,
man.
They're saying you're going to have to pay above slot, but the Royals have money to pay above slots.
So. You know what? Make it happen. You know,
How much money do first round
picks? This is the kid I'm hoping for officially.
Well, the name's great.
I know
great.
Nothing else, and I want Cruz Schoolcraft and to the be fact, a future
I mean,
Royal.
The fact that he's 6'8", like that, I'm not saying that's the end-all be-all, but like that's also makes it a very intriguing prospect, a 6'8", left-handed pitcher.
How much money do first round picks get in baseball? Like what exactly is the, what's like, the how slot exactly
value
does that
pick? What pick are they, 28, you said?
Or 23. What,
23, slot value, pick 23, MLB draft.
Then we got to get to the snitch line. Yeah, so yeah, let's take a look.
3.6 million last year is what it was. Last year, at least. It's probably up this year, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
It appears the Royal slot. Oh, it's quite a bit.
But the Royals bonus pick value pool, you get into that a little bit, and that's a little bit different. The Royals have
3.85 million is the current slot number for the Royals.
Bonus pool 12.7.
Yeah, they got million.
That's more money than he's getting in NIL.
The Orioles have the most. They're picking definitely first or whatever. But
that's how it works.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Royals at 3.8 is what that pick would cost at slot. They've paid above slot a bunch of times, especially for high school kids that they like, so not crazy. Let's get to a snitch line.
913-586-7965. Snitch line, anything that's on your mind that you've witnessed, that you've done, that you just need to let out there. Something that you need to snitch on.
It can be anonymous.
It's that simple. It is anonymous. It absolutely is anonymous.
We don't normally say the names if you send in someone's name. Because earlier in the text line, somebody was like, They said they caught a serial poop smearer in high school. A person who was being busted and doing it in the men's
and the women's. Why don't you kick us off with a snitch?
Okay, this happened, it is bathroom related.
This happened in the office yesterday, and then I told you this has happened for years in this building.
I didn't know this.
All right, go ahead.
Snitch on the workplace for me. I went to just quickly use the restroom yesterday, and there's an individual who was having a full speakerphone conversation while sitting on the toilet with somebody else. When I went in to use the restroom and they then heard me flush the urinal, I heard him say, "Hey, hold on a second. I'm using the bathroom. Let me put you on mute for a second so you don't say something you should." That should not be your concern. Your concern should be that someone can hear you sitting on the toilet.
No,
crazy. That,
and this,
crazy.
This individual has done it for many,
years?
Many years.
Well, you know,
many, many
they're
years.
They're comfortable in the bathroom, I guess.
Very what? Comfortable. Too comfortable, some would say. I mean, to have the confidence to be sitting there on the john and speakerphone, casual conversation. The fact that you would want anybody to hear your conversation on top of what you're doing in the moment is wild.
The fact that that person said, "Hang on, I'm on the toilet. Give me a second."
How did that person be like, "I want to be on the phone now"?
Yeah.
Might have been a spouse.
Oh. I didn't catch enough of that.
Fair point, but still. I
didn't catch enough of that. For, that is...
That's crazy.
Man, I couldn't believe it. From 913, started a new company, started at a new company this week. Coworker said, "We don't eat lunch here. Just don't tell HR." When I told him I was ready to go get lunch, he was trying to tell him, like, "We don't take lunch breaks." He's trying to get this guy to not take lunch breaks.
Jeez.
So they don't eat.
Dang.
No, they obviously eat. That's why he said, "Don't tell HR." That person's saying, "Work through your lunch." Man, that's tough. I would immediately want a new job. That's the problem. You just started a new job, and I feel like I'd already be looking. If that's the mindset on day one is, "We don't take a lunch break here." Don't tell. No, when he's saying don't tell HR, I think that's on purpose. I think they're trying to get in trouble.
I'm not going
to
read the full detail. I'll just leave it at this. Someone says they were in Wichita for work Tuesday night. Went to the restroom at dinner. There was somebody in the stall, and their feet were in the wrong direction.
Ooh.
I'm not going to read the rest of the text.
Okay. From the 913, self-snitch, found out my sneaky link, as they put it, is married. She's been there for 3 years. Her husband's locked up. He gets out next year. Well, I'll just tell you right now, I get out of it before next year.
Yeah.
If you just found out she's married and you don't want to be with a married person, end it now.
Well, for starters, yes, that point. Then you get into the prison part of it. What is her husband in prison for? I need to know that part of the equation here, too.
Maybe they don't know.
Because if it's tax evasion, you're not as worried. But
if it's something a little more violent, I might be a little concerned.
I mean, it might be like, definitely don't but you mention should, me you at should, all. Delete you me from
you
your
should
phone.
Cut it off now that you know that she's married anyway. But
Someone's snitching on somebody who could be listening to the show, actually.
Okay.
For 913, I'm snitching on a coworker who I saw chugging 2 to 3 beers in his truck yesterday as he was leaving. 90% sure he listens to the show.
Well, he's part of the 9%.
Yeah, he is.
We had a survey earlier in the show from The Ohio State University that said among those in their 30s, 9% of workers use alcohol or drugs on the job. Mm. So he's part of the 9%.
He was leaving, I guess, but still, I mean, obviously, you know, you're chugging 2 to 3.
From the 316, yeah. I sometimes put 2 or more packs of lunch meat and cheese in a plastic produce bag and just scan the cheese.
So you get the meat for free.
Uh-huh.
Cody, you've done this a few times. Yeah.
No, I just said if something doesn't scan.
So what, you get a pound?
I think I'm scanning everything. I'm saying occasionally I find out I missed a scan and I just live my life. I'm not going to I better really triple check. That's not on me. I'm not
a professional.
So this
person basically, like, you got a half pound of turkey and you threw some cheese in there and you only charge yourself for the cheese.
Did you see the follow-up text?
No.
I
don't know what he's in prison for. I didn't ask. Finished what I was doing and left. I've gotten with her 2 more times since I found out. Oh, you're messing with fire, my
dude, man. I'll tell you right now. Yikes. I would get on a State Department website and I'd find out before you're just like, it's probably fine. You sure it's probably fine?
I wouldn't even worry about it. You just be done.
Are you saying, I thought you were saying it's too late anyway. Okay.
I'm just saying, just be done. Shouldn't have been doing it anyways, but
this
just
is one
be
of
done.
The darkest ones we've ever gotten from the 816. I stole my ex-girlfriend's dead grandfather's coin collection.
What?
Claim they sold it and bought Crown Club seats to the Royals. I hope that's not true, because that is bleak.
They said they didn't even go to the game. Something came up. Oh, my goodness.
Man, that is cold.
Oh.
That is cold.
Well,
dang.
I mean, how long ago was she, like, well, I guess it couldn't have been that. You stole
it. Were they close?
Yeah. I in the coin collection for a while.
Gold, I don't think you would do this to your parents in terms of having them watch your dog or anything, but this person said they told their mom she had to watch the kids for the weekend because I have to work. In actuality, I'm going to Destin for a weekend getaway.
Oh, I would just tell my parents I'm going to Destin.
I would just,
beautiful city, by the way.
I agree.
Never been.
It is amazing. Destin is great. You should go.
This goes back to our conversation about where I want to live. I'm sure Destin's fine.
Destin's beautiful. Beautiful. 913-586-7965.
Hang on. It is Florida, though. So I don't know, but based on our previous conversations, if you want to go down there.
This one's different.
Simple. It just says, my other sales rep sucks. His name is Anthony. LOL.
Dang.
Any Anthony out there just got triggered. You're
Anthony's
on notice.
What the hell? I didn't do anything.
Every Anthony out there thinks it's them right now. Salesperson Anthony, they might be talking about you.
People that could be.
I know. That's what's great about that one.
Pick it up, you know?
The follow-up on the grandfather coin collection. The guy said they were not close at all, but they were in her basement for years, so I stole them and got the Crown Club tickets.
Jeez. Dang. Were you next at the time or stole them while you were still together? I got a lot of followers.
Well, I'm guessing they were together. How else would she be in the basement if they were?
That's a good point. That's a fair point.
Unless he broke in.
He saw those coins and wanted to go back.
Someone else said they're part of the 9%. They smoke weed in the parking lot of their job before on break and on the ride home.
And hang on.
On the ride home feels like a maybe don't do that.
Correct. In fairness.
I don't crack a beer on the ride home. You can have one when you're home.
Does the on your break, like if you go out, and you smoke cigarettes, you go out and you smoke a cigarette, is that considered on the job? If you do it during a break, like because this person
smoke a cigarette or smoke a joint?
What?
Depends on their drug policy.
Either in terms of the on break.
Everyone allows people to smoke at work at this point. I just think if you want to be anti-establishment, just take the same 10-minute break they're taking, but don't smoke.
You know, as long as you're not getting
it's fine.
As long as you're not gone by the time you get back into work, is on break considered on the job? I would assume yes.
And lastly, we end the snitch line on a throwback from the original snitch line. For those who've been with us since 2021, I wonder if Rob is still messing around with that employee at the auto shop.
Huh?
That's a throwback. Drew,
dude,
that's a throwback.
It was one of the very first. We got updates on it pretty regularly. It was one of the very first snitches on this show ever.
Mm-hmm.
No idea. I haven't heard in a
while. Wow. I hope Rob's doing good. I hope Rob and everything's going good over at the auto shop. Up next, we'll get to what's trending. And then we'll talk more about somebody that got passed over not once, not twice, but 3 times.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's trending?
What's trending here on Cody and Gold is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. The Royals are off today, and then the Mets come to town this weekend. Royals coming off a sweep of the Pirates. They're three out of a playoff spot, two games under 500. Yesterday, of course, Salvador Perez had another multi-home run game. I think that's his 19th in his Royals career, his big league career. Jack Caglione had that 466-foot missile to center field.
It was hit pretty hard. Pretty hard, it turns out. Jack Caglione can hit the ball very, 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 very far, which is, of course, what we've been looking for since he got called up to the bigs. Mm-hmm. Next up on What's Trending, Major League Baseball announced yet another home run derby participant. That's A's Brent Rooker, as in former Kansas City Royal Brent Rooker. I saw J.J. Piccolo have some comments the other day saying he understood that they... The two starting DHs,
yeah, are former Royals.
The two starting DHs are Ryan O'Hearn and Brent Rooker. So I mean, it's like,
whoops,
two guys who were in the Royals organization has obviously had quite a bit more success. Now again, Rooker's a little bit different because he was here for like a couple.
He played
of
like
coffee.
10 games.
So like maybe they gave up on him too soon, but they didn't know what they were getting out of him. Ryan O'Hearn, they gave him plenty of chances to be a player here too. That's what always kind of makes
him. He's turned his career around. He's playing in a ballpark that I think fits him perfectly. But yeah, it's, you know, the optics never look good when you see that. But still, I also would argue plenty of organizations. Let's say you were a Nationals fan. Let's say you were a Mets fan, whoever. I'm sure there's somebody else on another team doing well, and you're probably as a fan base there saying, what the hell? How come it didn't work out here?
And still an open spot. So Jack Caglione, I'd be fun. Yeah,
the only Royals player that actually would make sense for that would be Vinny.
Personality,
and he's got, and he's also got the numbers and everything. And we looked it up after we had the conversation the other day. Since 2013, yeah, you don't have to be an all-star to be in the Home Run Derby.
So he doesn't have any ties to the area. Sometimes they try to do that, but
my guess is also like some of it is how your team is performing too. I just like even if your decision to accept it or not.
Yeah. I would hope that I imagine many would go if he got invited, but. Who the hell knows? One player left to go for the Home Run Derby next week.
Kevin Harlan has signed a contract to call NBA games for Amazon Prime Video. Remember, the NBA is shifting over to Amazon and NBC this year. So starting this fall, you're Kevin Harlan over on Amazon Prime. So you're getting more bang for your buck out of that Prime membership. You get Thursday Night Football. Now you're going to get some NBA action
that
this year.
That whole lineup is
I feel
really
like,
good, too,
I feel like the Prime membership worth more.
Amazon hasn't cheaped out on the trying to get the broadcast partner. They, you know, they've tried to hard on getting good broadcast.
Have you guys heard Eric Collins do play-by-play at all?
No.
I'm not familiar with his work.
Okay. Okay, I will find something for you and play it here when I can find it. Because if there's a broadcaster that brings you energy, it could be Gus Johnson, reckless energy, Eric Collins is. And ironically, Del Curry's the guy that he does Hornets games with. Del is a analyst now with Amazon.
Oh, nice.
So I wonder if they're bringing that partnership there. But anyways, I'll find something and then I'll let you know when I have it because he goes nuts.
Next up on What's Trending, news in the local media landscape.
Gossip.
Yesterday, you might have seen that our guy, Nate Taylor, had announced that he was leaving The Athletic after a number of successful years there in his Chiefs coverage. Well, it's been announced today. He's staying in KC. He's just going to ESPN. Nate Taylor is heading over to ESPN to head up their coverage as the beat writer there instead. So you won't lose Nate on this station. Won't lose Nate's excellent Chiefs coverage. You'll just catch it on a different platform. Nate Taylor heading to ESPN.
Yeah, congratulations to him.
Yeah, seriously. Great guy.
Obviously,
really
we're thrilled.
Happy for him.
We're happy for him. We're thrilled that he gets to still go on this show and the station and gets to keep covering the Chiefs here in Kansas City. That is what's trending here on Cody and Goldie. Yeah, people are texting and other examples of players that left. Like the White Sox obviously moved on from Tatis. The Padres moved on from James Water. I don't know, they moved on. He was part of a trade, I guess.
Yeah, Tatis was a part of a trade.
Saying
too.
That you were trying to acquire a major asset.
They gave away Rooker and O'Hearn for nothing. They just DFA'd him.
All right, so who's this guy that you said we're going to like?
So Eric Collins does some college football for Fox now as well, but he's the Hornets play-by-play guy. And to give you a sense of the energy that he brings, here is a call from him. This is back when Kemba played.
Getting ready for the final shot of the third quarter. It's Kemba. Fire it! And they said, oh, whoop-de-goo!
First off, kudos to him for making a Hornets game sound exciting can't tell you how often that's actually true. Whoop-de-doo. I've never heard that in a call.
He yells whoop-de-doo! And screams. And it's intense.
Hey, be entertaining, man. Be entertaining, especially if you're on a team, you're broadcasting for a team that stinks most of the time.
He is outstanding. I hope he brings the same level
It's good in highlight form. I guess I would want to listen to, if I was a Hornets fan, after 20 games of it, am I sick of it, though?
It's not after every call. It's not
30 and...
I don't think it's exhausting.
Okay, because I'm like, moment, then it is a little much.
I will say, there's times where, because I get NBA League Pass, I'll go to a Hornets game. It might be the worst game on the planet. It might be Kings and Hornets, but I go to listen to Eric Collins just to see if he'll go nuts after a crazy play or something.
It's not even about, like, this to me is not even about the person or anything against, but there is a problem where, like, if he's doing that, and this team is 15-43. I'm like, shut up, Eric. Like, where you're listening, even when they're your guy, I'm like, what the hell are you excited for? Yeah. This team stinks. Like, it is the ultimate positives. The people who, and I credit them for this. I wish I was more like this. Yeah. They're just optimist and happy and cheerful and excited at every moment. Boy, do you dislike them in the moments in which it's really bleak. When it's bad, you just don't feel like hearing it.
Yeah.
What was the Hornets record last year?
Not great. They had a bunch of injury issues, so it didn't help. But LaMelo was out for like half the season-ish.
Okay.
They're probably 30-52 is my guess. I might be wrong, but that actually might
somehow
be.
Somehow better than I thought. I thought you were going to say like...
Really. Let me see. They were...
Oh, 19-63.
Okay, they sucked.
Like, just imagine...
Injury issues, though, I think played a part in
imagine
that.
Game 71, and he's like, three! You're like, I don't care, Eric. Yeah. I've heard enough.
Someone says you're Hayden.
I just said it's hard.
I think it definitely could get old
mentally.
Quick.
It's I'm not even, again, it's not against the person or the call.
That's
the
a stupid
great.
Take and you're a stupid person.
It's not even the person.
It's a national game. You would think Amazon's not going to schedule the Hornets and, you know, the Brooklyn Nets. You know, he might be going nuts over a buzzer beaver. Can you imagine like that sort of energy around one of those Halliburton threes to hit a game winner? I mean, it might be reckless. It might be out of control. Anyways. Yeah.
No, okay.
That's
I had not heard him call a game. So he's going to be on Amazon, you're saying.
Kevin Harlan, Eric Collins, shout out to Michael Grady. He did radio when I was interning back in Indy. And now he's doing play-by-play.
Okay.
So.
All right. There we go.
Noted, at least on this end. Go ahead.
I said during What's Trending, we were talking about the All-Star game and some of the invites. Mikel Garcia On Monday was passed over once. Like, okay, snub. Then we said, well, maybe there's some alternates. There's an alternate infielder. It ends up being Caminero.
We're like, okay, fine.
Then yesterday, another alternate opportunity. It goes to McKinstry or whatever from the Tigers.
Yeah. And, like, again, the issue is that if you look at, because I understand, I don't have the home runs or whatever.
Passed over three times?
He's not better than Zach McKinstry. Zach McKinstry doesn't have some monster numbers either. He has a worse batting average. He has a similar on-base percentage. He has a better OPS, but not significantly. He has 7 home runs, 28 RBI, 13 stolen bases. He's a 2.7 WAR player. Zach McKinstry has had a nice year.
But here's the problem. This goes back to where Mikel was in a bad spot in the fan voting. He was 7th in the fan voting. Well, mm-hmm. In replacements for injury players,
shouldn't matter.
I finally found the answer. We were wondering if this is an Aaron Boone thing, if this is a Major League Baseball. Here's your answer. If a fan-elected starter is unable to play, so basically the starter,
yeah,
okay, they are replaced in the starting lineup by the player on the roster who received the next most votes on the player ballot. The roster replacement is then chosen by the league, but that just gives you, like, basically, like, if Mikel would have been much higher on the original fan
vote.
So some
of it's our fault for not voting enough.
I think so.
But he has more home runs, more RBIs, more stolen bases. He's got a better batting average and on-base percentage. He has been a better player than McKinstry, and I don't like this system. I still love the conspiracy theory that it's just Boone doing this because he doesn't want Jazz Chisholm and Mikel Garcia having to play on a team together. But if Major League Baseball can step in any other circumstance, why not give the player, the more deserving player, by statistic measures, the player who has been better in every offensive category between the two of them? Home runs, RBIs, stolen bases, batting average, on-base percentage.
No, he's had the better season.
War.
Yeah, he's had the better player. Season. But it just sounds like the fan vote on the replacement end weighs more than we thought when it comes to replacement from a starter. And otherwise, I think the Royals are getting hurt on this because they're below .500 baseball team and the Tigers are the best team in baseball.
I know. And look, the Tigers deservingly had
5
all-stars
five
before
now,
that
think,
one.
Yeah.
Now they have 5 because McKinstry. And I'm not arguing the fact that they deserve to have more all-stars than the Royals. They've been the best team in baseball for a huge chunk of the year. They are deserving of those things. I'm not trying to deny it or step outside that system. I understand why and how they've come to that point. But it just, I don't know, man. A lot of it is I just feel bad for Mikel Garcia. Yeah, maybe some of this is our fault. We didn't vote enough because the Royals, in the middle of the all-star voting, were going through a slide, and then maybe people just came up short on it. But it's not all fan voting either anymore. It's a mix of things sometimes. And so it's just, we've taken over fan voting before. Maybe just the energy wasn't there this time. I still feel bad for Mikel Garcia, and I think the better player should get to play. I don't think McKinstry should get to play over him. He said it is what it is. He's taken it well. And maybe because the Royals are going to need a lot of winning in the second half in order to continue to make up the ground in which they're at. You know, maybe this is another one of those driving things. Oh, you're leaving our guy out? Okay. Oh, no Bobby in the home run derby? No Bobby's the starter? Okay. Like, for the same reasons we started the Wittizens, which is Bobby Witt Jr. wasn't the all-star game starter, even though he is the best shortstop in baseball and was having a better season.
Yeah, depending on the health of Wilson, there's a chance that he ends up starting anyway.
Maybe we brought that into the world, the Wittizen movement.
Well, I don't want anybody to get
Jacob
hurt.
I don't
want anybody to get hurt, but Jacob Wilson got hit by a pitch the other night, and he's day-to-day. Luckily, he did not fracture his wrist, so.
Yeah.
But I wonder now if the A's say, well, we're not going to push this. Maybe he doesn't play in the All-Star game. That's not official or anything. It's something to watch. There is still, I would say, like a 10% chance.
Man, if I were him,
Bobby ends
to play.
Up starting if Jacob Wilson, they're going to hold him out, maybe. We'll know later this week.
I mean, if I were him, how many All-Star games am I going to get to start with Bobby Witt Jr.?
Sure.
In the American League? I probably.
This could be it if you're Jacob Wilson.
If I'm Jacob Wilson, I'm doing whatever I can, even if it's an inning. I'm doing whatever I can to be standing at shortstop for the All-Star game as a rookie in that spot. But it does stink that this just feels like the year of the disrespect in small ways, not huge ways, for the Royals in that category. I'm not pretending like they're a great team. But yes. I've been through the years when they only got the one guy in because they legally are required to. And I wasn't out here banging the table for some other all-star to get in alongside Ken Harvey.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Now that the alternates have been selected, though, Mikel Garcia might be the number one or number two biggest snub in baseball to not get an all-star appearance, though, this year. And then there's some other guys. We've talked about Carlos Estevez. We've talked about Seth Lugo. Estevez, I think, has a case. He, once again, now after his save last night, he's tied for the league lead. Yeah, so whatever. Someone was asking about Salvador Perez. How many is this the first time he hasn't been an all-star? No, in 2022 he wasn't, and then he was hurt in 2019, and then his first 2 years. But he's been an all-star one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine times, I believe, in 14 years.
Yeah, I mean, and this year he had a bad year.
Oh, yeah, he didn't. I mean, nobody's debating whether or not he should be an all-star, I don't think.
He's playing a lot better. I want the sweep so bad now because we get him right to 500 before the all-star break. Just dead on 500. But 2 out of 3, you know that would feel like a massive win, right? With 6 games to go before the all-star break, if you win 5 out of 6, you're only 2 games below 500, a couple games out of a playoff spot, and then riding into it. This Mets series is really going to kind of set a tone before, unfortunately, which then this happens all the time, you got to take a week off right as you're playing your best baseball.
Figures.
Yeah. What kind of luck is that?
Of course.
You know? That's where you just really
That's why it's the rest of this week, but also I want to see what's their first series look like after the All-Star break in terms of, hey, the offense is looking better, but it's still a small sample size. What do they do against good competition this weekend? And then what do they do in that first series after the break? And if the offense can carry into basically the Monday after the All-Star break, if the offense is still doing this thing, then I'll start believing that they maybe have actually truly figured this thing out.
I think you'll be a believer. If they sweep this weekend, you're going to be back in, I think.
I want to see what they do in the
first series after.
Yeah, because if the offense just disappears again, then we're right back where we were at.
It's tough. I am excited to see Jack Caglione hit some more homers.
Yeah, they're two. So if they swept, they actually would be above 500.
They're only 2 games. Yeah, you're right.
They're either going to be up. Yeah, there's no way for them to be 500 at the break.
They're either below or above.
Unless a game got canceled, I guess, or something.
And then made up later against the Mets?
It's not happening. The weather also looks pretty decent for the most part. Saturday, maybe not, but.
I'd probably just play a doubleheader.
Are you ready for Saturday night?
Yeah, sure.
You ready? KC current media game?
I mean, yeah. I mean, the normal amount of ready, I would say. Mm-hmm. You?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I didn't play in the current one last year. So I did the sporting one.
It was 4th of July weekend. That's I think what the it timing was. Just yeah. worked out poor. I had other. Yeah. I was out of town. That's where it was. I was at a dance contest.
We didn't go to practice though. Are we on the eight ball? No. We didn't. You know, we didn't go to the media practice.
I played
on
like
Tuesday.
10 of these, you know? At this point,
we're ready. We're ready. You know,
the practice part of it.
Stretch beforehand, Cody. You'll be good. You know,
always stretch before that. Yeah, I've been. I guess what's you've been running more? Are you in better shape now?
I actually, when I played the sporting game, I noticed I was not as worn out after playing in the game.
See. Yeah. That means it's time
gotta
to go
stay
up
hydrated
score.
Though. It's gonna be a little humid.
It's always humid. It's Kansas City in July, you know? That goes back to the same thing with this and camp and everything else in between and the positions we're in, you know?
Yeah.
Don't forget, by the way, this Sunday, it'll be a little hot, but you'll be okay because we'll be giving you free Bobby Wood Jr. haircuts. If you want them to compete in our Bobby Wood Jr. lookalike contest, you do not have to get the haircut, you don't have to also compete in the lookalike contest. Seems kind of silly to maybe not do that. To compete in the lookalike contest, you don't have to get a haircut. We also have wigs available for people who are going to be out there for our Whittizen launch. Go show them your computer real quick. It says Senior Whittizen on there. That's what Alex and I have dubbed ourselves, the Senior Whittizens. We're trying to recruit other Whittizens to join us in a Bobby Witt Jr. very important, sanctioned.
Officially
sanctioned. Fan club, which means they're going to allow us to be outside of Gate B for Bobby and have those barbers cutting hair and have you all out for the lookalike contest. With the winner getting a chance to sit by Alex and I in the Crown Club for the game that day. Tell you what, you get a little hot on Sunday. You get those tickets, you just go underneath. Air-conditioned area full of food, Gold.
Yeah, we'll be part of that 9% drinks on the job.
Mm. Is it count as a job if it's a Sunday, even if I'm kind of working?
It shouldn't, but we are kind of working.
Tough call. I don't think that should count towards the 9%.
It shouldn't.
But I do think it also still somehow counts as drinking on the job.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's both. It's somehow both. I don't want it to count against the actual numbers.
But yeah, stop by Gate B either way and say hello on Sunday morning out there at Kauffman.
I see you've been sharing the link till your Caitlin Clark card goes live tomorrow.
Yeah, people are asking. Someone says, Alex, I never heard what you got for your card at auction. Well, hasn't gone yet. Tomorrow night. And it's on auction for like 28 days, so it's going to be a long couple weeks. And it's going to start off slow is my guess. And there's other Caitlin Clark cards in the auction. There's like 500 items in this auction that starts tomorrow night. The number one item is a Caitlin Clark 101 logo. They used to call it Logo Man for the men's side, but Logo Woman for the WNBA, and that card might, I'm not even kidding, it'll set a record for Caitlin Clark. The other one sold for $307,000. This card might sell for $450,000 to $500,000. Not mine. This card that we're talking about.
Then you would be buying a house.
Oh, well, yeah.
Then you'd be good to go.
We'd be having a heck of a time.
The taxes would be kind of a nightmare this week, but.
Yeah. No, yeah. At that point, we would be buying some property at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
No, that is not. I wish I had that kind of dough.
I would just buy the Harrison Ford whip instead.
$250,000 Harrison Ford
car.
Could you imagine?
I'm buying that instead of the Caitlin Clark. If I had that kind of dough.
Someone lives in an apartment, but they have this $250,000 Harrison Ford Indiana Jones whip from the movie.
I can imagine. Hey, hon. I just got $500,000 from this card. I've already taken. We have 250 of it to spend. Well, what happened with the other 250? I bought Harrison Ford.
Yes, if you guys want to bid on the Caitlin Clark card, by all means, please do.
I'm just saying, given the choices, I would probably, if instead of the Caitlin Clark logo woman one, I would probably own Harrison Ford's whip from Indiana Jones. Screen used, it says.
Oh.
Screen
used. I mean, they have some really cool stuff on there. And we still might have Ken Golden, the guy that runs the whole and owns the whole thing on. But yeah, some of the items they have are nuts that are on the, you're looking at the pop culture.
There's an actual painting by Bob Ross. The Bob Ross?
Yeah, there's also.
I get a real painting from it?
The Bob Ross?
In the
Ohio State, the Bob Ross?
There's some sick Patrick Mahomes stuff, too, on here.
Hey, are
cars
you guys.
And stuff.
So one of the things that popped up on here is a thing that's come up recently. Do you guys have any idea what these Labubu things are?
What? Yeah, this is another popular collectible thing.
It's a very, very popular collectible thing. I have no idea.
Labubu?
I think it might be kind of like when Supreme was doing a really good job advertising their stuff and it was going for big money. I genuinely don't know about it. If somebody knows about it, I'd be interested to learn. I'm trying to buy one.
Yeah,
I'm just curious what happened.
It's very popular, and I have no idea what it is, really.
You said it's called Labubu?
Labubu. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's how it's pronounced, but I'm assuming it is based on the way
I know exactly what you're talking about. It was at Fanatics Fest, too. They were selling them there. And
really?
I don't know what the whole story behind it is, though.
They're limited. They're numbered. A popular collectible toy from Pop Mart, created by Hong Kong artist Casing Lung. Is what it says, but I don't know.
How do you even get something like that to pop off as well as it has? Like, if it's something that's brand new, like how do you
like
you have connection?
You know,
something
gets, you know, like a collectible. Like, I mean, think about the Beanie Baby stuff back in the day. Now, you know, from they also had to deal with McDonald's at the time too. But just, you know, influencers nowadays, people start talking about it, and people feel like there's value. Celebrities think it's valuable, then people start doing it. But
like, there's normal.
The collectible
guarantee my
dolls
kid's gonna
ask for are one. Now. In a $1.8 billion business, the ones you're talking about?
It's
now like a $1.8 billion company or something.
There's lots of regular ones you can just buy for. They kind of feel like the Funko Pops to me in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's lots of regular ones you can just buy for like 20, 30, 40 bucks. One, I imagine my daughter will ask me for sometime in the next 6 months. But then there's the ones that are like limited edition and numbered, and people are asking like $700 for them, $2,000 for them.
Gotcha.
And all kinds of crazy numbers. And I hadn't gotten caught up on it. I didn't know how.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it as well. I first found out those even existed like maybe 3 weeks ago or a month ago with the Fanatics Fest
right
stuff.
Me.
So, alrighty, no Royals tonight.
I know.
I might watch some quarterback. I might watch the NFL. I need to watch more of that. I've watched one episode. That's it. Need to watch a little bit more quarterback, and then I know Drew's gonna be playing college football video game tonight.
Yep.
Have you played it yet? It's out today, right?
It is out. It is available for me today. Yes.
Okay. Does your wife work tonight? You just like free at home in the apartment with nothing but college football?
No, we have plans technically, but also it's part of plans that I made as well. It's weird. People would think I just run home and play. I'm actually not. I don't know if I'll be able to play
again,
today.
This is, you leave us on a cliffhanger here. You know, we have plans and it's something weird.
It basically is just going to explore around the city and just drive around. Like, it's a little fun day, right. You know, it's not. Right. Yeah.
You always make everything sound nefarious, like you're Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah. You know, right,
yeah.
All right, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.